Blog Talk Radio.
Paying $50 a fucking month for this fucking subscription, and I haven't been doing fucking shows. So I don't know who's the bigger dumbass, me or fucking what's happening, but it's all good. So what we're doing tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we are here on a fucking Saturday night, seeing as we're in Australia. For all you Americans that are listening, you're probably just waking up in the morning, so good morning, America! But for the rest of you, to China, konnichiwa. Well, actually, that might be Japanese. I don't know. I apologize. I'm not racist. I swear to God. And to Ireland. I don't know how you say hello in Irish, but no. What the fuck was that? That was like that was Indonesian speaker right there. That's fucking here. But anyways, guys, we got a lot of shit to talk about tonight. We're going to get a bit controversial on this show tonight. We're going to talk about a lot of shit that some of you might be with and might be awesome about. The others, you might be a bit, no deal, or, yeah, you know, go to hell, whatever. I can't judge, but anyways. So, in latest Australian news, ladies and gentlemen, Tony Abbott's been kicked out of office. If I had a fucking sound effect for hallelujah, I'd fucking...
Hallelujah.
I'd fucking do it.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I'm being joined by my good friend Kim. We also do have another mate here, but he's a bit fucking shy, so he doesn't want to come on here and talk a lot of stuff with us. He does feel very positive about the whole legalised gay marriage thing, but we'll get to that in a second. But I like to start my shows off always with a bit of a warning, because we do have a lot of kids that can easily get onto the internet and, you know, listen to this podcast. I do the rated R versions where there is going to be a lot of swearing. I do drop a few "see you next Tuesdays," better known as cunt, on the show. So if you don't, So if you're a parent that does not supervise their kids, and you have a kid come up to you and go, "Mummy, what does cunt mean?" And you're going to blame me for it, well,
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Yes, I'm afraid I've got some bad news for you in the fact that my shows are rated R. So if you're a parent that does not watch your own kids and they listen to a rated R show, well, that's your fucking fault. So I will not be blamed for anything that happens on this show. Now, getting back to Australian politic news, which I find rather fucking boring, but it's mandatory. Tony Abbott's been kicked out of office. No, it's not because of the fact that he went against gay marriage. No, it's not because of the fact that he fucked Australia over with a lot of money. It's the fact that he's a... Yes. You and your, Tony Abbott with his fucking budgie smuggles. No, it had nothing to do with that. It was more about the fact of Tony Abbott, like fucking Julia Gillard, like John Howard, all got a fucking coup d'etat against them, and their own fucking parties stuck a knife in their back and said, "We've had enough." So now we welcome our new Prime Minister, Mr. Malcolm Turnbull, which, cunt, I did not vote for you. So
apparently you're supposed to make a good difference in our life, so we just got to stand back and listen, so...
Yes. Yeah, Malcolm's supposed to... can you just grab that fucking cat? Because that cat's, like, scratching me fucking door. But, no, Malcolm is supposed to make a big difference in the world. So, Malcolm... The first thing on your agenda, which is probably going to be the most controversial thing you're going to experience tonight, will be the thing that you have to talk about and organise the most, is legalising gay marriage. Now, yes, I do realise that we do have a few Christian and Catholic listeners here tonight. Now, guys, I respect if you guys are ones that are like, "Look, we're against gay marriage, and God doesn't like gays and everything else." But here's the thing, right? It's a bit contradictory due to the fact that, yes, I have studied the Bible a little bit. I'm not saying I'm a fucking expert, but here's the thing. There's a contradictory statement, because it says in the Bible, God loves all of his children. So, if God loves all of his children, then why does he hate gay people? We can't say that.
Now, see, this is
the reason why I bring this up, ladies and gentlemen, is because due to the fact that this has gotten completely out of control, due to the fact that there are people, I'm not going to mention her name due to the fact that she has gotten so much publicity over the past, like, few months, but there was a lovely lady, there was a lovely lady that worked in a marriage certificate office, and she was asked very kindly by a gay couple, because this gay couple wanted to get married, and it was completely legal in America, in the state that they were in, for them to get married. Now, she has said that she will not give them a marriage license because God told her not to. God tells her not to. Now, that's perfectly understandable and fine for the fact that, you know, you have your religious beliefs. That's perfectly fine. I will not judge or critique that. But there are also the Ten Commandments, which say that you must also abide by the law of man. And the law of man has stated that in your state, which you are in, you are legally obligated to give those people a marriage license. You're supposed to give gay people a marriage license because there is no discrimination in that state. Now, if you do not like that, well, I'm pretty sure your office has plenty of other branches in different other states which you can transfer to that are perfectly in your mindset and say, yes, well, God says to us that we can't give you a marriage license. I do feel sorry for the lady due to the fact that, you know, she got arrested for it and she's been charged for it and everything else, which I find to be a bit, I will say, bullshit, because, like, you know, it's her religious beliefs. If she has a personal religious belief, she should not be charged for it. That would be like that lady, the lady, I can't remember her fucking...
What about America with fucking Ellen and all that bullshit?
Yeah, exactly.
Love of her life.
Yes, but
the other way is, yes, I'm a Christian. Does it mean I have to go to church every Sunday to believe in God? No, it doesn't.
You believe in
the exact same with gay marriage. Do I have to agree with gay marriage? No. But do other people want to have a gay relationship? Yes. Why should that affect everything else around us and the world?
Exactly. It's really the ignorance. It's really the ignorance of the world, because if you stop and think about it, you go through life every day. You have gay or lesbian doctors. You have gay and lesbian lawyers. You have gay and lesbian bartenders. Now, are you going to not get your drink served, get healed up, or get protected from a charge that you've been convicted of simply because of the fact that, you know, they either love men of the same sex or they love women of the same sex? The answer is no. Why should you have marches or little events where you are going up to saying that it is wrong, it is a sin, it is this and it's that, when natural fact is that, you know, in essence, you are saying that love is a sin, because you're stopping these people from loving someone and fearing loving someone due to the fact that you are making them feel like they're going to be persecuted. You're pretty much making it seem like the Salem fucking witch trials.
Bisexual,
yep.
Like that. I think people shouldn't, like, he was with his wife and everything, and he couldn't get that connection with her, if you know what I mean. Like, he just trying to have that sexual connection with her. And then when he was with this guy at work, he felt comfortable. He felt like he was himself. They would laugh and have jokes with each other and have drinks and all that bullshit. So then eventually he ended up saying, look, I'm gay. I feel happy when I'm with a guy, sexually or physically or mentally. I'm happy with a guy than with a girl. And then everyone kind of turned his back on him because, one, gay. He felt happy with a guy than a girl. So what does that mean? Like, they judged him because he is gay. Full stop. Gay. He likes guys. Oh, let's all fucking judge him. That's what they're saying. Like, no, they don't look beyond that and say, okay, he was unhappy in a relationship, in a marriage for 2 years and had a kid and all that. He's really, really unhappy. But he met this guy, and this guy, like, opened his eyes up and said, there's a lot more in the world. It doesn't have a guy, girl, dog, fucking cat, whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. It does not fucking matter.
Well, that's
whatever
the thing.
Whatever makes you happy and whoever you're in love with, I think you should be with that person.
Well, that's the thing. Like, this is the, like, this was one of the main arguments that was brought up and has always been brought up, is the fact that there were certain countries, like our own, that fall back on the excuse or the question of, okay, if we legalize gay marriage, what else? Like, we're going to have people coming in and saying, well, look, I love my cow, or look, I love my horse, and I want to marry my house, my horse, or my cow. And it's like, that's what people worry about. And it's like, look, if a person wants to fucking do that, by all means, go for your fucking life. But we're not. But we're not.
Religion is the main cause of all this reason as why they aren't legalizing gay marriage and everything.
Well,
No.
Adam and Eve, brother and sister?
No. Adam and Eve weren't brother and sister. They were both made from God. So in essence, they were both made of the same blood, which. They're both made of the same blood, and that's a whole different kettle of fish, and I'm not here to discuss.
By all means, guys, hate on me. I'm an atheist. I don't believe in fucking shit.
No, that's fine. Look, this. This isn't, but we're not. We're not here to talk about the whole religious side of things, because heaps of people have different we do have a comment section on this page. Yeah. I would like to get your thoughts on this. So when you listen to the replay. That is essentially the point we're trying to make here, guys. Like, because we have evolved as a human race, and we have evolved in our way of thinking. Like, okay, this is not the 1950s, okay? Like, this isn't the time. This isn't the time when women are fucking cooking and cleaning in the kitchen. This isn't the time when, like, you know, you were fucking whipped for.
I still do these days. I love doing it.
Yeah. This isn't the time when you were whipped or something for saying like swearing or whatever. We're in the 21st century now, where, you know, women get paid as equal, nearly get paid as equally as men. They actually get higher positions than men, and we actually have a political race going on at the moment, or nearly coming up, where a woman might run the United States of America. And we and And here in Australia, we've had a woman prime minister in Julia Gillard, that's another kettle of fish, isn't it? Like when you go to a primary school and you're the prime minister and you get a sandwich chucked at your fucking head, like that's a bit. But. No, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. Okay, like I said, I'm not here to discuss religion, guys. Like, because I do believe in God. Okay, I believe that there is something in the afterlife that we all eventually go and see. But here's the thing, right? I'm not here to discuss religion because this has nothing to do with religion. Religion is a fallback for people's excuses on what they believe. Like, they will use that as an excuse, like, for their own ignorance. It's like, well, God tells me that gays are bad and gays are the devil and yada yada yada. It's like, no. See, here's the thing. You're using that as an excuse because you have been brought up and you have been raised by your parents to believe that, yes, all gay people are bad. All gay people are bad and should not be talked to and yada yada. And that's the thing with many other different religions. Like, many other different religions have different things, okay? Like, for perfect example, Muslim people. Muslim people have the religious belief that, you know, women should be covered from head to toe. And, like, they shouldn't show their faces in public and everything else. Now, I do not describe... I will not give hearsay or anything to that because that is their own belief. I do not understand it myself, and I am not an ignorant person. I'm not an ignorant person, so I will not say yay or nay to it. But it's more things that you have been raised up to believe, and that's what it really is. Because, like I said, if you're dealing with a gay doctor or a gay lawyer or something, would you really stop their services due to the fact of who they are and who they choose to be with? No, you wouldn't.
Sorry, can I say something? Coming from experience with my older brother turning gay, my dad, before he found out my oldest brother's gay, my dad was completely against the whole gay thing, like men should be with women and women should be with men and all that bullshit. And then when he found out that his older son was going through a bad marriage, bad relationship, found a nice guy, and he fell in love with him and everything like that. And my brother came over one day and just broke his heart in front of my father and mother and saying, I don't want to be in this marriage with, not saying her name or anything like that. He wants to be with this guy. And my dad turned around and goes, you are my son. I love you. No matter what you do in life, no matter what, mate, you just pick whatever you love in life and I'm going to love you and I'm going to support you no matter what. How fucking hard is that to do in life? That's what I'm saying. Why can't people go, I support who you love, I love you no matter fucking what. Who cares if you don't give me grandchildren? Who cares if you like this girl? Who cares if you like this guy? Be happy that your child, your daughter, or your son, or your granddaughter, or your grandson, or your niece, or your nephew loves the same sex.
Exactly.
Exactly. Happy that they are happy. Do you want them to live miserable, hiding a secret for their fucking life? Wishing they were dead because no one in the world understands what they're feeling. I don't understand. Do you want to wish that upon someone? You want them to sit there for the rest of their life saying, I want to be dead, I don't want to live like this because no one understands, because I love this guy or I love this girl. Same sex, I'm saying, I'm talking about the gay, the lesbian and the gays. Fucking understand it,
boy.
You're happy
with the person you're with.
Exactly. And here, come on, guys. Like, I'm sorry, but like this whole praise the fucking Lord shit and what the fucking Lord says, I'm sorry. Hate on me, bro. I fucking care. I love the man in my dreams. I'm bisexual. If a sexy girl walked past, I'm gonna look at her and go, damn.
Yeah, no. But that's the thing, guys.
No,
like,
you accept people who the fuck they are. Like, you accept dogs. You see two male dogs fucking, and you complain. No, but you see two guys in the street fucking, and you fucking all make a big drama about it.
If you see two guys fucking on the street, though, that's like, well, okay.
That's what I'm saying. People do not complain about the fucking same dog. I've had a dog. I've had a male dog that loves humping my other male dogs. Does anyone complain about that? No.
Yes.
Okay. What's the difference between a male and a female fucking in public? People are going, oh yeah, it's...
I'm not saying in public, but seeing two males or two females holding hands, and you're like, and you're going to have people go, complain or whispering or look down on them, but you see two fucking male dogs fucking in the streets, and you're like, oh.
Yeah, I know, but what's the difference between...
What the fuck is the difference? Exactly.
What is the difference? Male and male dogs,
I'm gonna fucking love listening to this replay. I really am.
Humans or friggin' humanity. What is the difference between them two?
No.
Guys love seeing girls slick each other out and fuck each other's titties. That's okay. That's all good, guys, right? You'd love that fucking shit, don't ya? Yeah. But if two guys walk in right now and one guy drops to his knees and starts sucking his dick and you're like, oh, that's too gay, like, that's what I don't fucking get. Why is it okay for guys to think, it's okay for two girls to fucking hook up? And I'm pretty sure right now girls are listening and going, yep, I guarantee, why is it okay for guys to go, yeah, lesbians, fucking yeah, licking each other out and hooking up? Two guys fucking and sucking each other off and it's just like, ooh, fucking gay. Whatever, like, I don't get that.
Yeah.
That's one thing that gets me right now.
I can guarantee everyone, every straight guy out there that is complete anti-homophobe, they have not even met one single pure gay guy.
I think I was going to say, they are the most genuine, nicest fucking down-to-earth guys.
Their whole picture will change.
Exactly. Gay guys are the most honest, down-to-earth, beautiful fucking guys that you can ever meet in your life. I would kill to have a group of gay friends, fucking guy friends.
I would kill to have a guy friend.
And lesbian girlfriends. Like, I don't care if they're the most dykiest, fucking dykiest girls or the most girliest that like girls. Like, I don't care. I'm in the middle. I love you if you fucking, you like guys. I love you if you like girls. No matter, I like you if you like girls. And a boy, like, I don't care. There is no judging in my point of view. Stop. You love who you fucking love. You want to be whoever you want to be with. You want to have a future with whoever you want to have a future with. It's only you and the other person you're with to judge. That's it. No one else. Just sit there and go, oh, fuck you, whatever. Say what you got to say. Full stop.
That's it.
If someone goes, listen, I'm not, I think you're gay, or why haven't we spoken for a while? Like, oh, look, listen, because you've been with this person and everything like that. Just go, fuck you.
That's it.
You gotta love me for who I am. And if I'm alone in the world, I don't care. I love myself. That's it. That's all that fucking matters. As long as you love yourself and accept yourself, boom.
Exactly. For all of our gay and lesbian listeners that are here with us, I do encourage you guys. I do encourage you guys, don't be afraid of who you love or what you do. Just be you guys and enjoy what you're doing. Now, we have talked about this for half hour, ladies and gentlemen, so we're going to take a quick song and drink break right now. But when we come back, we're going to talk about more controversial topics. In fact, one that I'm actually rather pissed off with, because I get really sick of seeing the fucking statuses on Facebook and all this shit about women that fucking complain about how they can't find the right fucking man and the right man's not out there. That's because that man is in the friend zone, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to get into the friend zone topic or debate. I don't know how this is going to fucking turn out after this song. So, you know what? I'm looking through my songs here and I think we need to lighten the mood a little bit after a whole fucking topic of a very serious topic. So I'm going to play Rodney Carrington, Show Them to Me, because we all know that when it comes to world peace, tits will make world peace. And speaking of tits, I'm seeing two lovely pairs right now. So, we will... So, we will be back after this song. Thank you, guys, and keep listening.
Yeah! Oh, it seems to me this whole world's gone crazy. There's too much hate and killing going on. But when I see the bare chest of a woman, my worries and my problems are all gone. No one thinks of fighting when they see a topless girl. Maybe if you would show yours too, we could save the world. Show them to me. Show them to me. Unclasp your bra and set those puppies free. They look a whole lot better without that sweater, baby. I'm sure you'll agree. Baby, you got two fun bags. God bless you, woman. Show them to me. One's bigger than the other. You can show me one, and I'll imagine the other. Even if you're really old, there's nothing wrong. Don't be sad, your boobs ain't bad. They're just a little long. Show them to me. Show them to me. Lift up your shirt and let the whole world see. Just this wrong, show your globes and a happy man of me. If you got dos chichis, which is Spanish for two titties, and I think we just saw two Spanish titties. Show them to me. I've met a lot of them, but never one I've hated. Even if you've had 13 kids and you think they deflated. There's no such thing as a bad breast. I believe this much is true. If you're a big fat man, I'm a titty fan, and I'd love to see yours too. Like the girls gone wild on TV. Just lean back and show your act, and I'll be in ecstasy. If you got two cassavas, show them to me. Come on, baby, let me see. All the world will live in harmony. It'll be a good and it'll give me what. We'll make history. You love your country. I'm going to say it one more time. I said, if you love your country, Dallas, Texas, do you love your country? Then stand your ass up and show them big old titties to me.
We're back. I'm sorry we took a bit longer than what we were supposed to. But yeah, anyways, let's get into our next topic of discussion, which is, okay, look, this is not putting anything against women, because guys, we all admit we all do the same fucking thing. But here's the thing, right? You'll go on Facebook, or you'll go on Twitter, or you'll do... you'll go on some fucking public...
Tinder.
Yeah, Tinder or public...
Anything internet
conversion. Hey. Yeah. Yeah, you'll go on any of those sites, right? and you'll see majority of people, majority of women that will be like, this guy is an asshole and treated me like crap and all this other stuff, and then be like, why can't I just find a nice guy that treats me right and everything else? You know what, and I know a lot of women are probably going to abuse me in the comments here, but the fact is, you actually have that guy. You have had that guy your entire life, and you have not realized it, because you've either dubbed him as, oh, this guy's like my brother, or this guy's like my really good friend. I can't see myself like having sex with him. Yeah. Like, you'll hear in a lot of, like, wedding vows that, you know, this guy or this woman is my best friend, and all this other stuff. It's like, well, really, your best friend's always been there, and they've listened to you bitch about this guy, about this guy, or about this girl, and they're just like, well, you know, it could be fucking me. Like, I've been here for 12 years. I've dealt with your alcoholism. I've dealt with your depression. I've dealt with this. I've dealt with that. And you're sitting there thinking to yourself, well, I don't really see them like that. Why not? Like, really, when you think about it, in your mind, that person is the most beautiful person you have ever met. Because why? Because they stand by your side no matter what. You can fucking, like, you could rig an election and that person would still stand by your side and be like, you are fucking awesome and I'm going to have you back. But it's just a thing of, I don't want to say look, well, I will say looks do come into a factor, because there are some... Yeah, like this day and age.
I'm 25 years old and I have been brought up, do not look at their looks, the way they present themselves. Like, if a guy walks in and he's all muscly and sexy, and you're like, yep, him, that's the guy that I want to be with, but his personality is fucking shit.
Yeah, that's it. I won't say that it's not all about looks, okay? Because I'm not saying it's all about looks. There is a part in a relationship where there has to be some attraction.
I don't believe in that. I'm sorry. I'm gonna agree. I disagree with you in that. I think looks nothing.
No. I'm not saying like a looks side of things, but like, There still has to be an attraction for you guys to...
Yes, I do believe that, but...
I'm not saying it has to be a look side of things, but in essence, in the whole scheme of relationships, there has to be a level of attraction for you guys to stay together. Otherwise, it would be like anti-magnets, because you'd be like... Like, something that's supposed to bring you together, there's that, just that one thing that's always keeping us apart. And, some people say it's about sex, some people say it's about looks.
It really is.
Look, I'll be... Here's the thing, though, right? Like, for those of you that go for looks, okay, here's where the problem gets started. Because you guys go for judging the book by its cover instead of reading the content. Because I've seen so many friends of mine that have done the whole judge the book by its cover thing, and then a couple of months later will be like, either this guy beat me, or this guy cheated on me, this guy did this, this guy did that. Which is like, well, you should have really read a few chapters of the book before you got fully delved into it. Because if you did, then...
Don't judge it, obviously, or they're lying to me, and I'm like heartbroken, I'm crying for weeks or months straight up, and then I'm single, and then I'm going out again, enjoying my life, and then I meet this guy, and I do believe that guys these days say what they want women to hear. I do believe that. They say exactly what women want to hear. And that's what girls go, oh,
Which guys? We can admit that is true. We do. But here's the thing. Also, we're getting into 2015 now. We're in the 21st century, and women have gotten a lot more cunning and a lot more devious since the early days. Now we're getting the women that are acting exactly like the guys. We're getting the women that will fuck a guy and then bail what the fucking guy does, and the guy will be sitting there like, fuck, that was my trick, what the hell? Yeah. Yeah, no. Guys get.
God knows whatever else you call us girls when we want to go out and have a party and go to club. But this guy, like.
See you next Tuesday.
Yeah, next Tuesday, like, one night stand, we do it and we get caught smaller and all that bullshit. But when a guy does it, it's all sweet. It's okay. Congratulations, mate. You got your dick wet. That's all good. Like.
Yeah. No, I will agree. Like, guys get the easier. And guys, I'll vouch for that. Yeah, when that does happen, when we were younger, when we were in like our like late teens, like our like 17, 18, 19, and we all got laid for like the very first time, or we got laid for the second time, we didn't really think about the emotional side of things. We were just proud because we were just like, cool. We just got fucked, and We're on the friend zone thing, but we're just. Their best friend's been there. Like, I understand the fear of it, right? Because I can think in like where women are coming from with it. Like, I understand the fear side of it. The fear side of it is that because they're pretty much flipping a coin on side of things. Because they're like it's either gonna land perfect and it's gonna be like, yeah, this is gonna be the perfect relationship ever, or you guys get in a relationship, you guys have been friends for 15 years, 20 years, whatever, and then it completely fucks up the dynamic.
Okay, can I just be honest? It's happened to me. I did my year 10 course with a lot of groups, and I've had one guy that had a massive crush on me. He sent me love letters, he wanted to go out with me, and I kept denying him because I kept looking at him as a good friend. And then, it was one time
we said we'd never talk about it, but anyway.
About 3 or 4 years ago, I found out that he's engaged. I know the fact that he's married now.
Hmm.
I can't say yet. He's married now. He's got 2 kids. This is the guy that had a crush on me at the TAFE course, and I looked at him as a good friend. I was like, no, we can't do it. He sent me love letters and everything, and I kept sending them back saying, you're my good friend and all that bullshit.
That could have been. That could have been you. There.
I put him in the friend zone, and yes, he was a good-looking bloke. He was so gentle. He felt like a friend. But then when I found out that he was not getting married, and he's got two kids in the way, and I was single, and all that bullshit, I got really jealous.
Well, and that's the thing,
and
guys.
Made me regret putting him in the friend zone.
And that's the thing, guys and girls, is that that's what it's essentially like for the majority of us. Like, we will see someone we've always had a thing for, or have thought, oh God, if I could just get with him or her, then like that'd be great. But I'm worried about getting hurt and everything else. And then you see them get with someone else, you're like, fuck, window of opportunity passed.
How much I felt about you, and the fact that the most closest friends have seen you through from your ups and downs, and they've been there through from your ups and downs, but still they put you in that friend zone.
That's it. But that's it. But essentially, guys, look, I'm not trying to change, like, people's way of thinking. Like, hey, if you're afraid of getting hurt, that's fine. But just don't be that person that, you know, complains about the fact that they've got a shitty relationship or something, when you know for a fact that there's a great guy in your life that you could, great guy or girl in your life that you could get with, but you're too afraid to try it due to the fact that you're worried about damaging a friendship, because essentially that could be the best decision that you've ever made. You could get with that person, and that could lead to as cliche as it might sound, a happily ever after, or
exactly. Never know. Take the risk.
Yeah, but
YOLO.
Yeah, YOLO. You only live once.
YOLO.
Unless you're a person that believes in reincarnation, then yeah, you live multiple lives. But anyways, yes. But it's all about, you know, taking a chance. If you don't take a chance, then you're never gonna know. You know, for a guy that I thought was gonna be very quiet tonight, this guy's been very fucking yappy. his voice, his opinion on a lot of things, which is I actually enjoy. It's good. It's good knowing that he's gonna bring some energy to this tonight. Next topic. I have no idea what we're gonna talk about. We're just gonna you know, dude, you serious? We don't have actual live listeners. If I had a live listener, I'd have someone in the freaking chat right now being like, yeah, I agree, or yeah, fuck you, mate. But I don't have any of that. I've just got blank. So, I'll tell you what, people. For next time I do a show, please do leave me comments on things that you would like me and if my friends are here, my friends to talk about, and we will talk about those topics. Please do not try to bring up anything harsh like, murder or anything like that, because I will not talk about those topics. I do like to keep the shows, like, lighthearted. Oh, not really lighthearted, but I like to keep things, like, you know, at least a bit serious, but also fun at the same times. And get you guys always laughing and having a good time. So I'll tell you what. We'll go to another little song break here. And when we come back, I know.
I want to hear some calls, guys. Come on.
Yeah. Well, if anyone actually is in the chat, because I don't know. This thing generally does fuck up for me sometimes. If there are people in the chat that would like to join in on the show, please do feel free to call in. I would like to hear from some females or males about one of the two topics we have talked about, which are the legalizing gay marriage or the friend zone topic.
We're not talking about male friends. We're talking about male
and female. Yeah. I'm not. I don't discriminate on this show because I know for a fact that there are some guys that do the exact same fucking thing and be like, oh yeah, like will secretly tell their mates, oh yeah, man, I think she's the most beautiful thing walking God's green earth. But I will never say anything to her because I know for a fact that I'm either gonna A, get slapped, or B, I'm gonna get fucked up and I'll never come back from it. If I had a dollar for every time that I thought I was going to get my dick sucked from a person that put me in the friend zone, I'd have $0. But nevertheless, we will be back in the meantime. For those of you ladies that have watched, you know, Magic Mike 2.
Yeah, girls.
Yeah, here's some... Here's some R. Kelly singing Cookie, or Cookie Monster for the ladies that love getting your cookie nibbled.
A bit moist.
Yeah.
A bit moist.
But anyways. But anyways. But we shall. You have a Tic Tac or something? What the hell? Oh, you got some of my gum. Hey, all right. Well, we'll be back after this song, so enjoy while we just go get some beverages. And next topic we talk about, fuck knows, we'll probably just enjoy shit talking. But we'll be back. Enjoy.
Next, wake up, it's dinner time. Yeah, turn up. Pull up to the crib and a nigga on sin. Come fuck with a nigga like a bang on a pussy like I'm going up crib. Fuck with a nigga, you gon' wanna claim this sick. Fuck with a nigga, fuck with a nigga, come fuck with a nigga. She roller coastered on it. She threw it up our alley. Then beat the pussy till it. Girl, you know you got that good, yeah. Like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo. Oreo, Oreo. Like an Oreo, I wanna bite it. I ain't get inside it till I get you gone. Like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo. Oreo, Oreo. Like an Oreo, I wanna bite it. And get inside it till I get you gone. You won't know how I get down. You won't know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can't do all this with my mind. You won't know how I get down. You won't know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can't do all this with my mind.
Cookie, 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 I'm a cookie monster. Break your back, crack it open like a lobster.
I kill the pussy digger. She grabbed the wood like gripping. I told her put it in my face. Let it rain, let it rain. Like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo. Oreo, Oreo. Like an Oreo, I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone. Like an Oreo. The middle like an Oreo, yeah,
turn up.
Oreo, Oreo, like an Oreo. I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone.
You won't know how I get down. You won't know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can do all this with my mind. You won't know how I get down. You won't know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can do all this with my mouth.
Girl, I got a sweet tooth. Ain't nothing sweeter than you. I'ma eat it up, beat it up, till you holler out truth. My bed could be your stage, and I'ma make you a star. Your legs in the air, my hands all off up in your cookie jar. Yeah, I'm hitting that spot on your map, that's me going on tour. My time for it, your disc and volley, that's clothes all on the floor. You throwing ass, I'm catching it, the neighbors keeping score. Louis Armstrong, I pick you up, eat that against the door. Like an Oreo.
You won't know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the
Fuck me, these songs are just going by way too quick. I do apologise, guys. Right now, I'm pretty sure you guys are all thinking I'm a douchebag, like this guy is about to say.
You are a douchebag. That's right, a douchebag.
Alright. But, yeah, anyways, we're back here at Awesome Aussies Keeping It Real.
I want to talk about something.
Ooh, let's go.
Yeah, about girls that want to, obviously, single mothers.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Just single girls, full stop. They are afraid to go out there and meet guys because a lot of guys are very out there, like,
A lot of guys do the Harold Holt bolt when they find out that, you know, women have kids. So.
Kids, or if they're overweight, or if they're fat, or they've got baggage. That's what a lot of guys
baggage, yeah.
You got baggage. Okay, I met my partner, my fiance right now, on top. Plenty of fish. I met a lot of guys. I wouldn't say personally met a lot of guys, but I've heard a lot of guys saying, oh, you're sexy, you're beautiful, hey, going sexy, we should meet up beautiful because you're looking gorgeous, all that bullshit. But this guy that I'm engaged to, he just said, hey, how you going, I like your profile, if you want to talk to me, here's my number, there you go, and...
Which, by the way, is putting a lot of faith in someone, due to the fact that, especially in this day and age.
If you're on a dating site and you want to talk to a girl, got the hiccups, guys.
Yeah, she doesn't have a stutter or anything, she's got the fucking hiccups.
Fucking hiccups, like always. If you want to talk to a girl if you're on a dating site, just talk to them normal. Hey, gorgeous. Or hey, girl, how you going?
Guys, take it from someone who personally has... been there, done that. Don't start off with, hey, gorgeous. It never fucking works.
Don't start off with, hey, gorgeous. Don't start off with, hey, sexy. Or, hey, you going, gorgeous. Yeah, general conversation. Hey.
Okay, mate. Okay, here's top three dating tips for dudes, okay? From someone that's been there, done it. Don't make your fucking first message sound like you're doing a fucking sales pitch. Don't make your first message sound like you're only looking for a route. And don't make your first message sound like a fucking pickup line. Because
exactly right.
All three...
Genuine, like you're just meeting a random person in a shopping centre. Oh, hey, how's your day going? This is how I met my fiancé, to be honest. He said the same thing. Hey, I like your profile. I think you're really good to get to know. Here's my number if you want to get to know me. He took the risk by sending his number to me.
She could have been a 30-year-old dude for all she or me, buddy. No, but seriously, no. That's what it's seriously like. You can easily
exactly
get photos
right.
off the fucking internet these
days. Oh, yeah, I've had guys off dating sites saying, hey, look, me, my missus are looking for a threesome, or, hey, you look like you're a good time. I don't have time for those kind of guys, so Tyson, my partner, my fiancé, the father to my stepdaughter, said...
I thought we were getting a pregnancy announcement then. I'm like, fuck.
Oh, no, I won't be having a baby for another 2 more years. Mind you, I have a 3-year-old beautiful daughter who's everything to my world. He is the most best stepfather to her. But I'm just saying, he was the one who had the... genuine, hey, how you going? I like your profile. If you want to get to know me more, if you want to talk more, here's my number. He sent me his number, so I ended up inboxing him.
Honestly,
and since
like,
then, we were texting and talking to each other on the phone for about 3 months before we met. About three, four months before we met, and then one day I just went, okay, you can come to my house, let's meet. And since then, yeah, we fell in love, we loved each other. A year and a half later, he proposed to me. He's the best stepfather that I can ever.
Top colored.
Imagine. Okay, I'm talking while these cunts talking about fucking where's the next cup and all that bullshit. fathers, please comment. Please comment, because I have been through it all. Nathan's fucking playset. I'm going to fucking say it. Who is the father to my child who only gives me child support when he feels like it? And when he's there for his daughter when he feels like it. It's
up
to him.
Oh, you're doing the whole water thing. Okay. I was like, dear fuck. Okay, well, while we wait, yeah. Anyways, we're getting instructions on how to do some fucking hiccup removals here.
I've got the hiccups and I can't get rid of them. So, guys,
get your boobs out of my face.
Guys, if you got any opinions of how to get rid of hiccups, then tell me.
But yeah, but seriously, I give credit to all of you step parents out there that, you know, haven't even been in the kid's life for very long, and, you know, just come in and take over a role from a deadbeat mother or father that, you know, don't look after their kids, and you look after that kid like they're your own. That's great. Like, I give you great credit for what you guys do. I think that's awesome.
I do too. I have so much respect for the stepfathers and stepmothers. I really do, because obviously I'm with a guy that has stepped up so much in his life for my daughter, which isn't even his blood.
Mm. Okay, I'm making a note to myself to not share this on fucking Facebook with my fucking friends, because I know for a fact this will get back to cunts. It's like, woo! We've mentioned fucking names on this show. It's like, ah, shit. That's three times. Oh, good. Alright, calm down. But yeah, no, credit to all you step parents out there, stepmothers, stepfathers that come in and look after the freaking kids. I give credit to all of you. But getting back to what we were talking about, which I have actually fucking forgotten due to the fact we just gone on a fucking tirade. No, we've already been over the fucking friend zone. Kimmy, what the fuck were we talking about? Before we got onto the whole fucking step parent thing, and you went on your fucking tirade.
Sorry.
What the fuck? Yeah, what the fuck were we talking about? We were talking about the whole you started the topic. You should know. Champagne showers. Anyways. I'm drawing a fucking complete mental blank, people. I apologize. But I'll tell you what. We have had a few drinks. Well, listen, you are tuning in to Awesome Aussies, Keeping It Real, Drunk Edition. We're fucked.
Drunk Edition, guys. I do respect you all sitting there listening to what we have to say.
Funny thing is, right, when me and my original co-host, the lovely Lily Cooper, better known as Sucky to all of you of our faithful listeners, started this, we actually had a whole fucking Kmart, late night edition Kmart store that was fucking listening to this thing in fucking Werribee, Victoria. Next week, hey yeah. What the fuck? Where's the Bucks party? I want to know. What the fuck? What's happening? What's happening? What's going on? Well, does your mum? Oh, that could have gone pear shaped. No. No, hang on. That almost went pear-shaped for me because I was like, well, if your mum's having a hen's night, does she need one more? Oh, never mind. before she deals with one dick the rest of her life. I've never been a man for the whole teabagging thing. I don't get it. I really don't.
I've done a lot of things.
Don't get me wrong. I've done the whole public sex thing.
If you don't know what teabag means, it's when a guy comes in your mouth, you put your head back, open your mouth, with the cum in your mouth. I'm just saying.
Oh fuck! I didn't know that. I thought that was just the fucking putting the balls in the mouth or the smacking on the forehead. Oh fuck that! That's just
horrible.
One, that's just fucking disgusting. Because who? Like, what type of guy? Like,
I've tried doing it, and no, fuck me.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
I just have to swallow it. I can't keep it
in my mouth. No, fuck that. Dude, who the fuck, what type of fucking guy, seriously, okay, guys, if you are a guy that, you know, has done the whole fucking teabag thing with the cum in the mouth, I want you to put a thing on the comment page on fucking Blog Talk Radio here.
Girl's
on.
Name that's done it, because I want to meet that girl.
No, I'll hashtag. I want you. We're gonna do a bit of a Twitter thing right here. For those of you guys that have done this or have got a girl that has done it for you, then by all means, please do go on our page and say hashtag. Don't. I'm telling you right now, Tyson. I'm telling you right now. If she fucking does it, I will not be blamed for what happens next.
Yeah, I know you won't.
They'll
beat you to it.
Well, can we go turns? I'm. Don't fucking tempt her, dude. She's in that drinking mood where she'll fucking go. But we might have to. So, okay, guys, seriously, we're getting like this. This show's gonna fucking end early. I'm telling you right now, it's gonna fucking end early. Ooh, this kind of sounds confident. Okay, but anyways. Getting back to the topic we were talking about. So for any of you guys that have done the teabagging, or any of you girls that have actually let a guy teabag you and done the whole fucking cum in the mouth thing, then please do put it on our comments page saying hashtag have done the teabag or hashtag we love teabags.
Hashtag we have done the golden shower.
Oh,
no.
No one wants to know if anyone's pissed on them. Yeah, does that turn you on, mate? Because
Wow.
Well.
You would not do a golden shower on a girl if she goes, "Give me a golden shower."
Fuck no! Seriously, no. If I pissed on a chick, I'm telling you right now. If I pissed on a chick, I would not be kissing her afterwards. Hell no. I've done the whole.
I'm not saying the bedroom, like get a towel or anything. I mean, like in the shower, I've had a.
That's a different story, right? Like when you're in the shower, guys will attest to this. If you're a guy
guys with anal, there has been a lot of guys these days that love fucking girls in the arms. Can I just say, why do you like girls? No. If there are guys, there are a lot of guys out there these days that want to fuck girls and they try to look.
Okay.
Why go to the asshole? Why to these days? I can guarantee when I was single, when I was single,
okay,
single,
I will.
With my daughter's father,
hang on. I'll answer.
Don't
I'll want to
do the bum hole.
I'll answer this due to the fact. Okay, I tried it once. I won't lie. I tried it once, and the reason why.
It's an exit, guys.
Yeah, no. I completely agree. I've tried it once, and I'll
like taking a shit backwards.
I'll completely agree there. Like I've tried it once, and I think the reason I think that, like I said, I tried it once. I was completely fucked up at the time. I was just like, any hole was a goal. Dude, when you are fucked up and you are drunk, your aim is fucked anyways. It doesn't matter. You can't tell the fucking difference. You're just like, yep. But
he's accidentally gone out, gone, like, to go back in. And he's like,
without any assistance, but that's the thing, right? Like I think the reason why guys do it is because, like, yes, there are some women that have very nice tight vaginas, okay? But when it comes to anal, it's always fucking tight. I mean, that's the reason why I think they do it, is because it's like the tight feeling. That's the only reason. That's the only reason why they do it. If they didn't like... Probably, yeah. The look on... If this was a fucking video... If this was a video radio show, guys, I would love you to see one of my co-hosts' face right now. It is fucking hilarious.
It's like the Luna...
Yeah, for those of you that have seen Luna Park...
Except,
You just fucking killed Choc Top.
I'm talking sexual, not sexual.
Yeah, oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, Choc Top movies, yeah, great, go for it. Choc Top, that stick your dick in someone else's bumhole and pull it out and there's Choc Top? No.
Yeah,
nah.
Yeah, it gives me a whole new fucking outlook, alright? Makes me never want to Choc Top again now. Dude, seriously, you're laughing right now, but that's what all the...
I'm in trouble.
Oh, you can't have sex while I'm on the air. I don't know. But, anyways, on that note, we'll go to our commercial break, and when we come back, yeah, we'll discuss something else. Anyways, enjoy. Phenomenal!
I am phenomenal!
Unstoppable thoughts, fucking juggernaut, that'll stop you in a verse. Obstacles, I'm drawn to them when they're going cock. Fuck some of what I done fought, it was the worst. Those silly, who the fuck taught you how to persevere? There ain't no situation that you ever had to respond to this adverse. Messiest thing you've ever gone through is your purse. Yeah, I don't try like hell, and I might as well hang it up like a shelf. Gotta keep wrong with it, evolve. You can keep throwing shit at the wall, but you're gonna find that nothing's gonna stick until you apply yourself. Time to slip in that zone till I find myself inside the realm of the unknown and boldly go in the waters where nobody else has gone before. I'm willing to go uncharted, feeling it so calm. I'm feeling myself calm. I'm trying sometimes, I gotta remind myself that I am phenomenal.
Every breath in my lungs, every breath in my lungs, I'm stopping telling you trying to clown the fuck out of you when you feel like you're running out of fuel. I show you how to use doubt if you convert it to gunpowder too. Now what you do is put the match to the charcoal fluid, put the spark to it like Martha Stewart barbecue. And oh, screw it, feel like you wanna hit that wall, then do it, punch through it, just cock back, put your arm into it. Now you gon' take that rage to make that what you raise, never take back what you say. If you stay trapped in your brain encased in a steel case, man, ready to scrap baseline. Take a fist of the bone, so big and small, you're Christopher Wallace. Now picture them all, plastic and foam and lay flat. Will you put your dinner plate back and set it on like a plate, man?
And I was gonna say that
every breath in my lungs.
me to come up out from under the fucking ground. Cause I work my butt off now with a subject that I don't know how to shut up about. Cause I suck it out like a motherfucking tongue that's out. I responded when I got shoved around. You're gonna have time, believe it. So when you're beyond belief, you probably shouldn't wonder how. Get it, how you live? But are you prepared to give more than you get? And put in twice what you get back from the shit. So what you sacrifice barely is half, never give. Rap is my shift, but I fight my shield at the same time. I wield them, my knife is will. Sometimes I feel just like be real from Cypress Hill. How I could just kill a cypher, survivor's guilt. I rhyme like life is still in a pill climb. Ready to face any challenge, waiting can chase it. It's salivation, I'm waging retaliation. Look what I have built. Reputation is validation. The only thing I'm capable of making is amazing. Only thing you're capable of making is a false statement, an accusation. I'm legendary status. In fact, that is the only way you'll ever be able to say your legend is making an allegation. I write with the left, same hand I hold the mic with as I fight to the death. To my last breath, man, it's to prove who the best man is prevailing. All costs, be the only one left standing in the end. But I ain't gonna be the only one with the advantage of knowing what it's like to be southpaw. Cause you can bet your ass you'll be left hanging. Cause I am.
Awesome, was he's keeping it real. Fuck me. Alright, this has turned out.
Shane thought I was fucking my partner in the bathroom.
No, I actually didn't think you were fucking him. I thought you were just sucking his dick in there. That was just.
No, I
just really sweet. Anywho. In my. Never mind. I'm not going there. I'm not touching it. Not touching it at all.
No, you
already have. Nah. That's a fucking line, you know. You right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I'm like, what the fuck does popping the seal mean? But anyways. Oh, fucking hell. Anywho, getting back to where we were, I'll tell you what, I'm fucking sick of... I'm sick of having blue balls, fucking... fucking... Hearing all these fucking women moaning around me or doing something fucking else, and do you know how hard it is being a fucking single man... And, you know, you have all this fucking sex drive that you just want to take out a woman, you hear that shit? Fuck. It's not good for any guy at all. And she just comes out like female, and it's like, uh-huh. fucking hell. I seriously cannot wait to listen to this fucking replay in the morning or something, and I'm just going to be like, what the fuck were we on last night? we did something fucking wrong.
Okay, we've got someone talking right now, which is a shame. This is me making sexual noises. Fucking
guy on the fucking phone. Yes. We now go from Awesome Aussies Keeping It Real to the Maury Povich Show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll fucking...
You don't know me.
Actually, look, can we change it to Jerry Springer? Jerry. It's going to be some fight. There's going to be some fucking flats happening to do it. But anywho.
We're just
going to
cut it out here, guys. We're going to stop talking.
Yeah, I'm...
We've got some other video diaries that we need to make. Yeah. So I really want you guys to comment.
Yeah, please do comment on the blog talk page. Yeah, cause tell me, actually, can you guys tell me what you think about my new co-host? I don't know if she's, I don't know if she sounds a bit like fucking Lily or what, but it's...
Oh, I'm straight up, you guys fucking hate me, you love me, for all I fucking care, I don't give a shit. Have you guys heard of Kane Larkin?
Yeah, we'll all be listening to.
If you love me, then thank you. If you hate me, then fuck you.
Yeah, she's definitely like Lily. Comes up with her own fucking song.
Guys, love me or hate me, it's up to you guys. Go, oh, fuck yeah, I love Kimmy J. Oh, fuck no, I hate Kimmy J. I'm just going to be like, don't get fucked.
All right. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Awesome Aussies Keeping It Real. Like I said, this is an R18 show. So, parents, if you have kids under the age of 13, please do not let them listen to this show.
Because
otherwise, I will not be blamed for the questions you get asked in the morning where, you know, mummy, what does cunt mean? What does cunt mean? What's moaning? What's this? What's that? And it's like, no.
What does moist mean?
Yeah, moist.
Moist mean is the sandwich I'm making for lunch. And you know, it's nice and moist. Yeah, that's what moist means.
But for those of you that are listening to us in the nighttime, or even for those of you that are waking up with us in the mornings, there's always one thing we all love. Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus. Well, I start posting video diaries, man. Yeah, people are going to be fucked up.
I know it.
But.
More exciting? We've got an X-rated version.
Yeah, we got like, tits showing and everything. But on that note, let's get. We're going to get back to it and get to video diaries and enjoying the rest of the night.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, depending on how the feedback goes, guys, if you guys want video diaries, put hashtag, put hashtag we want video diaries. If you don't, then, well, just don't fucking comment. But, but as we always say, with every video diaries, we always do, and as I'm going to be for the new logo of this show, it's going to be two... Thank you, guys. Have a good night.